If you can't measure it, then you can't reach it. You have to know what you are doing to know if you are getting it done. Today on Growing Hope, we are developing the habits that are going to help us measure the journey so we can know.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments to build up lives in purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. Fueling your big dreams fuels my big dreams. And together, we're going to take flight. Let's do this. But we have to know what this is. We have to know what we're trying to do if we're going to do it. And we have to know how to measure what we are doing to know if what we're doing is getting it done. Measure the journey with a morning review. How is your day before? How is your day going to be? Measure the journey by setting win points. Give yourself credit for hitting those win points. Measure your journey by checking off just one thing. Measure your journey by taking time to evaluate the value of your win point, and measure your journey by making time in the evening to review your day. Keeping a constant review of your process, of your steps, of your journey, that's going to help you stay focused on the steps you need to take to live out that big dream. I made a choice to go outside and do some work. It was a twofold plan because I knew I could get much needed work completed, and I also knew that I could get a vital dose of vitamin D. I set my timer and I went to work. Before long, the sweat was pouring off of me. I had to stop for a water break. I stopped my timer though, because I was determined to get the right amount of time into my investment, and I was going to be sitting and doing nothing, you know, cooling off, so I stopped the timer. I went back to work. I got back to doing. Before long, I needed another break. After I had cooled off, I had rehydrated, I should have been able to go until the timer stopped. But it wasn't stopping, and I was getting too hot, and I knew I was getting too hot, and I couldn't help but wonder if maybe, just maybe, I was getting a little too much of that vitamin D that I had been after. And I know too much vitamin D is not good for anybody. But the timer hadn't gone off. So I reached in to turn it off again and take another break, and realized I hadn't even restarted it, not after my first break. So there I was, out there working, no way to measure how much time I had been spending out there doing what I said I was going to do. So I stopped. I decided that I'm going to err on the side of getting enough done and having enough vitamin D. But the thing is, if you aren't measuring the process, you don't know. I couldn't tell how much time I had been out there because I had stopped measuring the process. You have to measure the process to know if what you're doing is getting you to where you want to be. You have to measure your process to know if the steps you're taking are really moving you in the direction you want to go. You have to measure your journey to know if you're actually on the journey or if you're back in that hamster wheel spinning around or walking up sand, uphill in sand and in flip-flops. If you're not measuring the journey, then there is no way to determine if what you're doing is doing what you want it to do. If you're not measuring the journey, then you can't know if you're moving forward or if you're moving backward or if you're just, again, going around in circles. Measuring the journey keeps you focused, and it also gives you that little extra boost, because when you measure the journey and you see that you're making a difference, even if it's a little difference, it's a difference, then you are encouraged to take the next step and to keep moving forward. But if you're not measuring the journey, you can't know. You just have no clue. You're like me. You're doing what you know you need to be doing, but you don't know if you've done it the way you need to do it because you quit measuring it. You forgot to turn the timer back on. Stop, turn on the timer, and start measuring the journey so you can determine if you're getting the steps in that you need to take, and also if you're going in the direction you need to go. Without measuring the journey, you can't know. You need to know if you're gonna go. You need to know you are moving in the right direction and that the steps you're taking are making the difference you need. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll measure out the different ways you can measure your journey. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
This is Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can we boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
Surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this, please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Conry by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are stepping out into our big dream goals. I am Catherine Lang, daring you to live in purpose. Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more. If you're going to live in purpose, then you have to be sure that what you're doing is moving you towards that purpose. You make it happen, and you make it happen by finding consistent ways to measure your journey. Start your day, first thing in the morning, reviewing what you're doing and why you're doing it. You might also want to consider what is working for you or what might not be working as well as you would like. The morning review is also the best time to think about what you need to do today, what you must do today, and what your day will allow you to do. Because sometimes, at least in my life, probably more than not, those three things just don't get along. They rarely line up in a nice, neat line. So write it out. What is it that you're going to do? What is it that you want to do? Where did you win yesterday so that you can think about how to take that win and work it into your forward motion? Review your journey every morning. Also, define what it means to you to win. And do it each day. Every day is going to be a different definition of win. You know what your big dream may be, but what will it look like today? What will a win mean today? And yes, sometimes survival is a huge win for the day. When my father-in-law went into the hospital several years ago, I still had 3 sons that I had at home, and I was homeschooling. My husband was working full-time. We knew we needed to have someone at the hospital with my father-in-law full-time because he couldn't hear what the doctors were saying to him. So it became my job. I had to be with my father-in-law during the day. My husband would, you know, come and relieve me at night so I could go home because he can sleep anywhere. And I knew I would win as long as I just managed to get through. And sometimes my win meant that I got the meals planned for the day and I got the boys' day planned and I got things prepped for them to make it easier on them. And I also stayed on track with my writing. But sometimes it really just was, I made it. And it was okay. Because the stress of all the chaos coupled with my husband's stress over his father was tough to bear some days. So taking the time to say, making it is a win, allowed me to make it to the next day. So define your win point. And remember, one is a great place to start with your win points and also with your journey. After all, you only get there one step at a time, right? So what one thing would you definitely want to accomplish, or what one thing do you have to do today to make your progress happen? One thing is something you can do. It's like breaking down the big dreams into little bits, because little bits are manageable. One is something that can be done. Now, I confess I rarely write down one thing. I will write down one, but then it'll spark something and I'll think of something else and I'll write down more. So my one becomes multiples, but I have that one at the top and I do mark that one. And when I'm honest, as long as I get that first one done, I feel accomplished. I feel powerful. I feel like I can take on the world. I feel like I can create my world domination when I get that one done. And then I'm bold about taking the next step. So define your one each day. And take time as you go along to evaluate that win point and that one. Did it help? Did it hinder? Did it make any difference either way? It can be a good thing without being a purposeful thing. And if you're going to get to your destination, you need to be focused on those purposeful things. So just because it's good doesn't mean you should. Just because you can doesn't mean you need to. And when you review your win points, then you determine moving forward the even better way to win. Now, I'm an extrovert. And if you've met me or talked to me or engaged with me in any shape, form, or fashion, I'm sure you've already figured out, and it's not too much of a shock to you, by that revelation. I am an extrovert. And my extrovertness, combined with my youngest son's extrovertness, is one of the main reasons that we thought it would be good for him to attend traditional school. We were going to be at home alone together. But what I found out is that I need one of my win points to be engagement with other people. Turns out the only thing that is nearly as bad as leaving 2 extroverts alone all day is leaving 1 extrovert alone all day. I need that engagement. And I can tell a huge difference in my progress when I have an opportunity and the space in my schedule and in my home to engage with others. And I can tell when I don't. The first time I evaluated that one win point, I knew it was essential to keep going back to it. So when you evaluate your win points, then you understand what is getting you there and how to get there. Take time to evaluate the process. And at the end of the day, review what you've accomplished. Give yourself credit for all the things that have moved you forward. Even the little bits, especially the little bits. Give yourself credit for those little bits. Keep in mind that those little bits added together, they're going to make the big differences. And remember, give yourself credit for all the things that you're doing, moving you into your possibility. Look at what you didn't do as well as you would like, or what didn't go as planned, or how you can do it better. That's the most important thing. Don't get down on yourself. Look at it and say, how can we better do this next time? In the drama class my children took, the leader called these glows and grows. And since this is growing hope, that works perfect for us. See, the glow is where you shine. This is the grow is where you need to improve or where you can improve. So where did you shine? Where did you improve? Review your glows and your grows by taking time each night to review your day. We purchased our home the year before my son was born. And as soon as he was old enough, we stood him up against the wall and we measured him. And when his brother came along, we would stand them both up against the wall and we would measure them. We repeated the process over and over again on this same wall. My third son was 7 years apart from the middle son and him. There was a huge gap. And it was really easy for that son to become disconnected with his two older brothers because they had different interests, different things they were allowed to do, different focuses. And by the time my youngest son was old enough to really begin to create that connection, the older boys were moving out. But we still had the wall. And his measurements are right there in the midst of his brother's measurements. And he can go look at those measurements and he can see how much alike they really are. He can also see his progress and he can compare his progress to where his brothers were so that he knows at least potentially where he can go. It gives him a connection to his brothers and it allows him to see his progress. When you take the time to measure your journey, that's what you do for you. You create a wall of history that shows you where you have grown and where you're connected, even when there are moments or days or weeks or years when it seems like there is not a connection and not any growth whatsoever. Make a point to measure your journey so you can see where you have been and so you can keep a focus on where you want to go. Write it down. It is so important to keep it written so that you can go back in these struggle times. You can go back when you feel disconnected and you can see. You can see the progress that you've made. And then you can even look at what you were doing when you were making that progress and potentially repeat it or take the elements of it and apply it to where you are now. But if you don't measure it, you don't have it. You don't have a way to look back and see. You don't have that wall of history to bring you in and connect you. You're just alone. We'll work together to continue this focus when we return.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are finding our ways to measure the journey. You have to measure it to know it and to own it. If you don't measure what you're doing, then you will never have a way of knowing if what you're doing is working for you or against you. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to encourage you to live bold and to live on purpose, and most importantly, to discover and live your purpose, because you are uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose. If you are searching for your focus, or if you need help uncovering and unlocking that unique heart seed that was implanted in you at the beginning of time, you can connect with me at coachforfocus.com today, and you can schedule your free 30-minute jumpstart call right now so that we can begin the process of building and living your big dreams. Measurements are important. Whether you're writing down the measurements or they're somehow instinctive, like with me in cooking. I don't measure when I cook. I just kind of put it in my palm and hope for the best. But that's how I measure. So I do measure. I just measure in my own way. Building your big dreams and living a balanced life can be a lot like that, like measuring out the recipe. You have to know what you want to make. You have to know what ingredients are necessary. And you have to measure out. And if you're so inclined, you have to follow the recipe. Just don't tell my husband I said that. My husband once asked me, how much salt do I need for this dish? And I just kind of said, a palmful. And he stared at me. He didn't understand. He doesn't measure like that. He needs the tablespoon, teaspoon, whatever. But when I'm cooking, that's how I measure. That's my measurement. And it's a measurement. It's my measurement, but it's a measurement despite what my husband says. We all have unique ways to measure, but we need to measure. Make time for morning review. Set a win point. Aim for one. Evaluate the win point. Set aside time for evening review. The more you invest in reviewing your journey, the better your focus for taking your steps. I jumped into a local group because I loved the people and I was very excited about what they were talking about doing and where they were going with this group. I even took on a leadership position because I believed in the message. 1 year later, I took time to look at what I had invested and in where the group was going. Despite all of the energy and all of the focus I had put into the group and the meetings, and all the time I took away from my other goals, there wasn't anything to show for it. Nothing. Yes, I did enjoy my time with the others. It wasn't a complete loss. It was good, but it wasn't purposeful. It wasn't moving me into my purpose. So I had to slowly move back from the group. Within a few weeks, I had a new opportunity right in the center of my purpose focus. But had I not reviewed what I'd been doing, then I would never have considered backing away from it. And I would have already been committed when that new opportunity arose. When you measure your journey to see if you're doing what needs to be done to get you to where you want to be, then you are positioning yourself to make the adjustments you need or to redouble your efforts so that you are moving even bolder towards your big dreams. Have you measured your efforts? If you have, I want to hear your results. Connect with me at growinghoperadio.com or go over to the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page and share your journey. Tell me how that you are living the balanced life or how this journey is going. Remember, you can always catch up to the balanced life episodes by visiting growinghoperadio.com. They're all there all the time. But right now, I want to thank you for joining me for Growing Hope. You give me the courage to take one more step. You help me constantly review the journey so that I can stay on track. Let me know how I can encourage you. Let me know how I can support you on your journey. You can find me all over social media as Katherine C. Lang. That's KathrynCLang. I'm always on Twitter in a Twitter chat or two. As a matter of fact, I'm heading over to a Twitter chat in just a bit. I love engaging. I love connecting. And yes, that's part of my extroverted personality, but it's also part of my encouragement gift. I want to encourage you to dare to be all that you're uniquely designed to be. I know you can. I am Katherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you that hope makes the difference. So be invested in hope, grow up your hope, and step boldly into all your possibilities with hope. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.